An investigation by the New Statesman suggests that at least 55 babies might have survived if better maternity care had been provided at the University Hospital's Sussex NHS Foundation Trust. The deaths occurred over a five-year period beginning in 2019. Internal assessments reportedly found that improved care could have led to different outcomes in dozens of cases. The Trust said safe maternity care remains its priority, but acknowledged that standards were not always met. An independent review of its maternity services is now being expanded. The UK's richest man, Jim Ratcliffe, has been urged to apologise after saying Britain had been colonised by immigrants. Prime Minister Keir Starmer described the comments as offensive and wrong. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage said mass immigration had changed the character of many communities. Police in Canada have identified the suspect in the fatal shooting of eight people in British Columbia as 18-year-old Jesse Van Rootsela. A teacher and five pupils aged 12 and 13 were killed at Tumbler Ridge Secondary School. The suspect's mother and stepbrother were found dead at the family home. Police say the suspect died from a self-inflicted wound. Drugs crisis. Drug experts warn the UK is now a hotspot for deaths linked to nitazepam, synthetic opioid significantly stronger than heroin. Data obtained by the BBC show nearly 300 confirmed deaths across England, Wales, and Northern Ireland up to last March. The Global Commission on Drug Policy says the UK is outpacing the rest of Europe. The government says it is confronting the threat directly. The government is introducing legislation to tighten rules on foreign funding of political parties ahead of the next general election. Companies donating to political parties would need to prove a genuine UK connection and sufficient revenue to cover donations. The proposed legislation also includes lowering the voting age from 18 to 16 for all UK elections, in football. Nottingham Forest have sacked head coach Sean Dyche after less than 4 months in charge. Forest are just 3 points above the Premier League relegation zone with 12 games remaining. In Manchester tonight, mostly cloudy with light showers. Temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.